You have just unlocked a Prince Burwa audio experience.
Should you be watching movies during this corona time? Yo, what is happening? This is Prince fucking Burwa back again with another episode of episode 5 of Prince Burwa Radio, and today I'm gonna be diving deep into the topic called should you be watching movies or Netflix or TV shows during this moment of quarantine, during this year, if you will, of lockdown? Or should you be using this time to hustle, to quote-unquote build your business, or to pursue your career, or, you know, to unleash your creative inner child, or whatever? You'll know yourself better. So the thing is that there has been a long debate over what we should be doing during this moment of quarantine. Should we be pursuing our passion or our purpose, or should we be taken in entertainment? So stay tuned, don't go anywhere, and if possible, please take notes, because I'm speaking here. And when Prince Burwa speaks, it's always a good thing to take notes. So let's begin. Oh, fucking K, my friend, how are you doing today? You look fucking fantastic, by the way. I like your dress, I like your hairstyle, I like your... You get the idea, I'm just gonna flatter you until I start this thing. So let's just start this thing. I'm gonna flatter you anyway, you know it, I know it. So, weird outro out of the way. Weird intro out of the way. Let's talk about Netflix, movies, and whether or not you should be watching those things, or whether or not you should be playing games, whether or not you should be taking in any sort of entertainment during this period of quarantine. All right. Where do we begin? Let's look at the social media hype that is going on right now. All right. When you start up social media, what do you find at first? Like I said yesterday, yes, obviously we find all those photos and videos of those influencers, motherfucking influencers, those fake ass turds. But apart from that, we find quotes, right? Quotes. Quotes from millionaires, quotes from hustlers, quotes from all these businessmen. What do those quotes say? If you're not hustling, if you're not using this time to better yourself, you are a loser. That's what they say. Oh, I don't believe that, motherfucker. All right. I'm going to get into that. All right. Why do I not believe in that? I'm going to tell you. First off, when this year started, all right? When this year started, we had no fucking idea. We had zero fucking idea that all this shit was going to happen. My birthday is in January, right? So I had plans for January. Right, I had plans for my birthday. So as the birthday arrived, news of this new virus, this new pandemic, started creeping in through all these media outlets, and obviously you know what that did. And here in India, in Northeast India, it took a few weeks longer to get here, but the news still came. And slowly, day after day, that virus, right? That thing started creeping in into our country, just like it spread to every other country. All right. what I'm saying is that we had plans for not just January. We had plans for February, up until March. All right. I had huge fucking plans on March, and I had fixed up an apartment. I had fixed the let me rephrase that. I had fixed to move to a new apartment with one of my friends. All right. I had planned it all along, and that friend of mine, he sought out the house. He went apartment hunting on my behalf too, since it was in a different city, a city, by the way, which is 12 hours away. Okay. So that friend of mine, he found that apartment, found a good venue, if you will, and then slowly March came, and we were almost about to move in the next few weeks when the lockdown fucking started. Alright. So what happened next? Well, obviously the lockdown never fucking ended, but what we thought instead was that what I told my friend was, listen, dude, this is gonna be like, you know, just give it like 2 months max, all right? Believe me, I literally told him, believe me, all right? Trust me, it's gonna just take like 2 months, and after 2 months, it's gonna be like normal again, all right? This, all this shit is gonna be gone, and we're gonna get there. We're gonna, after these 2 months, we're gonna go to the apartment, we're gonna move the fuck in, and we're gonna start fucking hustling, working on our fucking dreams, on our projects, all that, yada, 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 you get the idea. And I was so fucking confident about it. Imagine my surprise 2 months later. It still cracks me up. So, obviously, I and any other entrepreneuristic-minded or artistic-minded, right, any other hustler out there, any other person who was, I don't know, planning for something big for this year, definitely had a lot going on their plate, right? So think of it this way. Before the coronavirus started, before the lockdown the lockdown happened, before the worldwide global pandemic fucking shut down the entire fucking world, we had plans and we were fucking busy. You were busy, I'm guessing. All right, I was busy. Everybody was fucking busy in their own fucking lives. Even the students who were going to school or college, they were fucking busy. Everyone was busy with their own lives, right? Now, for some people, all right, some people can be apathetic. Some people are couch potatoes, right? Obviously, those people were relatively a little less busy than we were. So that got me thinking a few months later, a few months after the lockdown started, when I was just doing some, one night I was just, you know, doing some pondering, if you will. I tend to be a deep thinker. I have these moments where I, you know, dive deep into thought and just try to figure out stuff, just to make sense of how the world is working, how the situation is going. I just take time to do that. And in one of those times, I started thinking about the entire, you know, sense, if you will, of all this stuff that's going on. So here's what I found out. Here's what I discovered within myself, the answer, if you will. Here's the answer that came to my head, all right? I asked myself, what kind of, is this lockdown a blessing, or is this lockdown a curse, for lack of a better word? I mean, is it happening for the better, or, you know, there is no other way? Like, you know, how should I react to it? What is my next course of action in this moment? Like, the world is stuck, my projects are stuck. Like, what do I do? How do I get to the next step when the world is fucking stuck and I can't make my next move? What do I do now? Do I just reel back? Do I just get, you know, unplug for a moment and enjoy myself, or do I just push harder and harder? Keep pushing. Then I thought, right? Then I thought, like, people like us, guys like us, the guys who, like, work all day, all night, sometimes we end up losing sleep. Sometimes we push ourselves too much to end up with, stress-related bodily, what's the word? Never mind. But just, you know, uneasiness or whatever, you know, some bodily anomalies. Never mind. We get exhausted. We exhaust ourselves, right? So our body stops functioning at a normal rate, and then we need rest and we need recovery and all that. That's what I'm trying to explain. That's what happens to guys like us, you know, with relentless drive and motivation to get to our goals. We have to keep working. We've got passions. We've got things to build, create, you know, people to inspire. And there's this other half of people in this world who are the exact fucking opposite, right? They are the exact fucking opposite. They don't necessarily work hard. They lack motivation. They lack drive. All right. They lack a purpose in life. I'm not judging them. It's perfectly fucking okay to lack a purpose in life at this moment. You don't have to. You know, having a purpose is not a necessity. But creating can do really good things. I'll talk about that some other day. But for now, let's just say I don't want to say couch potatoes. It sounds a little bit rude, but still, these people who are the exact opposite, you know, they're not action takers. They're just, you know, flowing, going with the flow, right? They're just going with the flow with life, and they haven't been doing shit. They have been creating anything. I'm not judging them again. What I'm trying to say is we are different types of people, like on different ends of the spectrum. And then there lies a certain group of people at the middle of that spectrum. The ones that work hard and know when to relax. All right. And I don't know, maybe coincidentally, I guess, I'm one of those people. Or maybe my position lies somewhere near the hardworking and the middle of the spectrum. I think it's the middle. I have my rest moments often, but lately I've been working a lot harder, but that's irrelevant to the topic. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, like, we've established like three types of people now, right? So let's look at the first type of people that I talked about, the hard workers, the action takers, if you will, the driven, the motivated, the pushers, the go-doers, whatever, right? Before the coronavirus started, they were working fucking hard, all right? They were working, as usual, life was going just the way it used to go for them. And then when the lockdown came, everything came to a halt. And I believe that time, that night when I was doing my thinking, when I came to that conclusion, that answer, I came up with like three different answers, like combined into an entirely one single answer. But the point is, for these hardworking people, the ones who were, you know, action-taking, always fucking doing shit and going and just pushing harder and, you know, you get the idea. For those people, I think this time is like a blessing, or has been, if you will. It's been a long time now, and it's, I don't know, maybe the world is finally starting to open up. But still, it has been one hell of a blessing for those people, because the world literally came to a halt, all right? And they needed that rest. I believe that, all right? Obviously, it's just my opinion. I don't know how, what they want in their life, what they would, you know, prefer. But personally, I think it's like a blessing for them. A time to rest, if you will. A time to unplug and get into nature or whatever, their family, their personal lives, a bit of leisure, if you will, a bit of, I don't know, idea forming incubation period, which I'll talk about a little bit later, or maybe in some other day, is related to creativity. Anyway, so the second type, the apathetic, if you will, individuals, I believe this time has been another blessing to those people. All right. And here's why I believe that. Because all this time they have been apathetic, they haven't been doing shit. All right, when the world was actually moving, if you will, they weren't taking action, they weren't creating, they weren't doing anything. And now, when the world has finally fucking stopped, I think this has been a grand fucking time for them to start fucking working on something, building something. You know, it's like Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, right? Make your move in silence. Or was it another book? I don't know. I forgot. Make your move in silence. And when the final moment comes, just put it out there in front of the world. You know, when the world goes silent, or if you will, let me rephrase that. When the world stopped, when the world stopped, we all went literally involuntarily silent into our own caves, right? Into our own shells. So it came as a perfect opportunity for these people to start working on something they were passionate about, or some project, if you will. There's that. Now the third one, for the third one, the types like us, the ones who were equally resting, equally being apathetic, and equally hustling at that time. I'm not gonna say apathetic. Equally resting, equally having leisure times, if you will, if equally enjoying their life, and then equally hustling, working on their fucking projects or passion. For those people, people like us, people like me, this time hasn't really been that much of a change. Okay? This time hasn't been that much of a change. So what does that tell you? What does that realization tell you? Alright, we have a group of people for whom this moment has been a blessing because it came as a time to rest for them. And there is another group of people for whom this moment has been a blessing because this came as a time to hustle for them. And there is the last group of people for whom this time hasn't really changed anything. People like me, if you will. Yeah, the pandemic, it hasn't really changed that much in my life for me. I was still, you know, a laptop hustler, if you will. Right? I was working on a book. I had the YouTube channel up and running. Nothing has changed. So other than that, let's talk about how these people, it's just my preference, all right? It's just my suggestion, all right? How each of these people should have been or should be spending this quarantine. The first group, all right? If you're in the first group, that is, if you were a hustler, if you were a go-getter, this time has been a time of blessing, a time to rest. Maybe you have taken your rest for that. Fucking congratulations, you deserved it. If you haven't been taking rest, if you still have been hustling, please take some fucking rest and enjoy a fucking movie. Watch some Netflix, alright? Fuck those internet bozos. I can't believe I said that word. Fuck. Can't believe I said that word. Bozos, man. Anyway, those internet bozos and their fucking quotes, right? Fuck them. Right? If you have been hustling, this time has been a blessing to you. And go watch fucking Netflix. Go watch Vikings. That's my recommendation. That's my favorite fucking TV show of all time. Vikings, you can watch Banshee, if you will. I watched Banshee during this quarantine. Fucking loved it. Shameless, it's another one. Right? What's next? The Peaky fucking Blinders, man. There are so many fucking shows. The Boys, it's currently running, season 2. I have to finish that show. I'm on the 6th episode, perhaps, right now. And what else is there? Raised by Wolves, fucking badass. So now look at that, look at that. All right, you can spend this quarantine. All I'm saying is you can spend this quarantine doing what you fucking want. Take some leisurely time. It's fucking okay. Don't let these media bozos fool you into over-pressuring yourself. Now, if you're in the second type, right? If you're in the second type, what should you do? Well, obviously the answer is going to be, if you have been not hustling, if you will, before the quarantine, now is the perfect time to do something. Because the world is at a halt, and it's, look at this. This is finally starting to open up, this thing, all right? Your opportunity is still, there is still a lot of time left in your hands, all right? There is still a lot of time left in your hands. So you can use that, either you can use that or you can just, you know, I don't know, let this opportunity slide, if you will. Other than that, still, I'm not saying you should judge yourself, because for some people, it can be, you know, different factors. Like, sometimes we just lack a sense of purpose, lack intrinsic motivation to do something. That's fucking okay. I've been there. I know how it feels. That's fucking okay. Do not pressure yourself over that. And do not, please, fucking compare yourself to others who are taking action, all right? Please do not compare yourself to others. If you are one of the people who are not hustling or anything, and you come across one of these internet media bozos, if you will, do not fucking compare yourself and do not fucking judge. Do not let those quotes fucking disturb your mental peace. It's fucking okay. But still, I'm suggesting, it's like a suggestion. It's like an, it's like a brotherly suggestion to you. It's a good thing if you get your creative skills into use. Just exercise some stuff, all right? You know, it's fucking easy. You don't have to be a perfectionist in that stuff. If you want to kill the habit of perfectionism, just watch, just listen to yesterday's podcast that I made. Fuck perfectionism, all right? Listen to that. Hopefully, it'll kill your, you know, perfectionism if you have it in you. Anyway, so that's that. The third one, all right, the third one, just keep doing whatever the fuck you're doing. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. If you're watching movies and hustling, it's fucking okay. Hustle and watch fucking movies. I love movies. I can't go a fucking week without watching at least two movies, if you will. All right, I live through storytelling. Storytelling is my power. I do storytelling and I take in storytelling. For us creators, if you will, this is a side note, by the way. If you are a creator and you're listening to my podcast, please note this down. All right. If you're a creator and you are letting one of these internet media bozos make you judge yourself for not creating or anything and just watching movies, understand this, all right? Do this thing. The next time you set out to create something, all right, do this. As I promised, I'm going to talk about incubation now. Incubation. Write that down. This is one of my favorite practices. So when I want to create something, right, or when I want to feel inspired, when I want an idea to float into my head, this is what I do. All right, I work on it. I brainstorm. I take some time off, and I brainstorm on it, on whatever I choose, like, be it a piece of paper or be it the laptop. Anyway, so once I'm done brainstorming, and if the idea has not arrived yet, and almost all of the time, most of the times, it does not arrive like that, then that is the time when I employ the practice of incubation. All right, I let that slide. Excuse me, I let that just sit aside for the next, I don't know, however long it takes. Okay, I just set it aside, all right? I don't delete it or anything. I don't throw it away, that brainstorming, whatever you brainstormed in, that thing, that paper or whatever, you know, that set of ideas or that exercise, mental exercise, whatever the fuck you do to come across an idea, you'll know yourself better. So,
say I'm focused on making a new, I don't know, a post, all right? I want to make a new format for my Instagram quotes, if you will. I want to design a new format, all right? Since I'm a natural designer, I have that in me, that craving to design something. And if the design sucks, like, I'm, you know, I feel bad. So, like, the design has to be very good looking for me, if you will. I'm not saying perfect, because perfectionism is not. Anyway, I don't get obsessed over the details. I'm just saying this to make a point. The point is, all right, if you're trying to come across an idea, all right, if you're trying to come across an idea, or if you're trying to bring an idea to fruition, if you're trying to create a new form of anything, just let that slide. Just let that sit aside, all right, until the idea comes, and just go do something else. And by something else, I'm saying something entirely different from hustling. Something that does not require using any sort of energy. Exercise is exceptional, all right? Exercise is an exception. But other than that, you don't have to use your psychic energy while you're incubating. That process, that period will be the incubation period. Right, that idea will start forming itself inside your head. Your mirror, your brain cells will start doing their fucking work, all right, to come across something out of past experiences and patterns and whatnot. So I say, to spark a sort of creativity, my favorite practice, and I suggest this to other people too, is to watch a movie or some Netflix show, some really good show with some really good storytelling, or listen to some music, all right? Read a comic book or a novel, anything that does not require extensive use of psychic energy. A moment, an activity where you're fucking relaxed. And for that, yes, you can also fucking game, all right? You can play a fucking game. It's fucking okay. It's fucking okay. You can use movies and shows to your advantage, all right? Fiction is not a bad thing. All these self-familiar gurus will tell you that don't watch movies. They brainwash you. Of course they brainwash us. Yeah, they brainwash us. They've been brainwashing us since our birth. But we can't change that. All we can do is use them to our advantage. And for creators, this is a huge fucking advantage. And not just for creators, for other people of other professions too. They can come across ideas. Just, you gotta look for the relatable stuff, if you will. You'll know what I'm saying. So that's for the third group of people. So all in all, what did you just infer from this entire explanation that I did? It's fucking okay to watch movies. It's fucking okay to play games. It's fucking okay to not want to watch movies or not want to play games also. Because a different way in which the lockdown has been of an immense fucking blessing was that it literally sent us into dopamine deprivation. It literally sent us into involuntary dopamine deprivation. I'll tell you how. It's because when the lockdown started, almost everyone, let's just say 80 to 90% of the fucking world, 80 to 90% of the fucking population, all right, went back into apathy mode. And I'm fucking sure of that. All right. I am dead sure of that. They won't tell you that. They won't show you that. But there is at least some degree of apathy that even the biggest fucking hustler has gone into during this time. And I can fucking guarantee it to you. So you're not alone. All right? Those hustlers, those big talkers on social media, those bozos, they've been into that apathy mode during this quarantine. All right? It just didn't last long because, as for most of us, and this, by the way, has been confirmed. All right? This is confirmed. This is a confirmed fact. I confirmed it with a friend of mine too. All right? He has experienced it. And another friend of mine, like basically a lot of the people I know, like they've been experiencing this thing. Like when the lockdown started, we went into apathy mode, right? And we started watching fucking movies, blah, 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 blah. We started doing all that shit, playing games, right? I played Fallout for 48 hours straight. Think about it. I played Fallout 4 for 48 hours straight. And then I felt like shit afterwards. And then I never played any fucking games so far. And this was like 4 months, 4, 5, 6 months ago. I don't know. And so literally what we did, right? What we did was literally we threw ourselves into a dopamine binging marathon. And that fucking led our brains into some sort of rush, if you will. It became overloaded. Our brains became overloaded with that dopamine. And then we had to take a step back. We had to take a step back. And to feel better, we stopped taking those leisurely moments because... You know, we needed that deprivation from dopamine, if you will. And it helped us. It worked. Ask anyone, all right? Ask 70 to 80% of your friends. Like, I'm sure 70 to 80% of our friend circle has been experiencing that. And now, these people... Excuse me, these people are not in the mood to watch movies or shows anymore. Because we threw ourselves into that deprivation state from dopamine. Because we overloaded our brains from it and it worked. Right? It worked. And I don't know. It has become something like a voluntary thing, right? Now, if I have to watch a movie, like, just like I said a few moments ago, I have to watch that final few episodes of The Boys and Raised by Wolves and Doom Patrol, by the way. All three are my favorite shows, and as I love storytelling, I have to watch them and finish those shows. But I'm not... I have not, you know, seeked them out. Like, I have not decided to take some time off from all this. All right? I'm still writing my book. I'm still recording a podcast. Like, this is fun to me right now. Before the lockdown, this would not have been fun to me. All right? All this project making and... all this hustle, this would have felt like work, and the other thing, the shows will have felt fun to me before the lockdown, and now it's like the opposite. The tables have turned. This is the fun thing to do right now because we threw ourselves into a dopamine deprivation state. Even my friend, all right, even a friend of mine, he's a graphic designer, and he's a huge fucking gamer. Right, he's like the world's biggest fucking game fanatic. Even he has stopped fucking playing games. Can you believe that shit? Even he has fucking lost interest in playing games. And I was not fucking surprised when he told me that. It's fucking Corona time, man. Dopamine fucking deprivation is worked in our favor. So what does that tell you? Those gurus out there, they're gonna force you into not watching all this stuff, not taking it in entertainment. Like, always saying, hustle, make money, make millions, all right? Watching movies has never gave someone $1 billion, whatever the fuck, dude. I'm pretty sure you have watched a few movies too, Mr. Billion Dollar Man, all right? What I'm saying is it's fucking okay. Just listen to your fucking gut. Listen to your fucking body and listen to your fucking brain. What is it craving the most at the moment right now? Ask yourself that question. If it's craving dopamine, alright, and obviously it's not gonna tell you, you're not gonna realize when it's craving dopamine or anything, but if you're craving some entertainment, go fucking get that entertainment. In fact, what I suggest is something entirely counterintuitive. Take a lot of entertainment, taking a lot of fucking entertainment, all right? Keep fucking taking entertainment until you feel so fucking drawn out, so fucking depressed, all right? So fucking drained, like literally out of spiritual energy, if you will. And when that happens, it's gonna get a lot easier to do for you to do the hard things, the required things, the important stuff that matters. They're gonna start getting more interesting to you sooner. I did the same thing, and look at me, I'm having fun recording a fucking podcast. That's something new. That's all this happened because of the coronavirus, dude. That's it. That's all I gotta say. I guess that will make for the podcast today. I have nothing else to say about this matter, and this has been a month-long debate, and this is the only way I view it. It has been a blessing to some. Well, it has been a blessing to everyone. All right, the disease part is irrelevant. We're not talking about the virus here. We're talking about the lockdown here. All right. Other than that, keep yourself entertained, right? Keep yourself entertained. Also, keep hustling. Keep working on your fucking thing, whatever it is. Or if you haven't found it yet, if you haven't found your purpose yet, right, just give it time, man. Just give it time, or incubate, if you will. And if you want to dive deeper into these concepts, if you want me to personally mentor you, I'm available at your service, dude. All right? I'm available at your service because I have recently opened up a private mentorship one-on-one course where I take in like personal clients and for very, very little fees, by the way. Alright, consider this my lockdown gift to you. Alright, if you want to dive deep, if you want to help, if you want some help in finding your purpose or whatever, working on your passion, designing your future vision, all that blah blah blah, you get the idea, all the self-help stuff. I am here, I've got 3 tiers, just DM me on Instagram at the Prince Burwa, by the way. My handle is the Prince Burwa, and text me there. I'll see if I can help you, how I can help you, however I can help you, right? And other than that, keep yourself entertained. It's fucking okay. Keep hustling, working hard. It's also fucking okay. Just balance the two. Yin yang. The yin doesn't mean shit without the yang. Alright, I write that in my book, Outcast. I wrote that. The yin doesn't mean shit without the yang. Darkness doesn't mean shit without light. Alright. Light doesn't mean shit without darkness. Hustle doesn't mean shit without laser. Laser doesn't mean shit without hustle. You get the idea. You already got the idea. Now it's time for you to implement it. All right. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope this came of good value to you. I hope I could help in answering whatever questions you might have had. And as always, my name is Prince, and you are a super fucking human. See you on the next episode. Ooh, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed that. Because if you did not, I'm going to come down right there and haunt you in your fucking dreams. I'm kidding. If you did not enjoy it, I can always try and do better. Just leave me a fucking testimonial or a feedback. Whatever. Feedback is welcome. Anyway, if you did enjoy that, don't forget to hit the follow or the subscribe button or whatever the fuck it is on the platform that you're using. Also, don't forget to follow me on social media. It's at theprinceburra on Instagram and princeburra.raw also on Instagram, which will be my coaching account in case you're looking for a one-on-one private mentorship. See you around.
You have just finished a Prince Burra audio experience.